My name is Mizgin Arengin. I'm original Kurdish from Turkey, and I'm living 21 years in Germany. So I came to Germany because my father has a politician asylum in Germany. So in my background, I have to learn to let it go, a country where I grew up, that was Turkey. And in that time, I get all the information and my background, music, Kurdish, Turkish, Arabic influence. And in Germany, I have to learn different other musics, classical, jazz, all the other music in the world, and as open it up my mind. And that time, I have to also learn about spirituality and to give a life a sense. And my voice was leading me in that case, because every day, every moment, when I came to myself, in my inner voice, I try to understand what that means, to understand the world in microcosmos, that me and my background and my family, and to also understand the macrocosmos, the society, the system, all the complex stuff together, you know, what we are doing here, and what is this injustice-ness in the world, and how can I deal with this, and all those things. So I have to find the middle, and golden middle. So that was the moment for me. Then I learned to deal with this pain and sorrow in the world, and don't lose my joyness to be here. And also the question, what can I be, what I am, or what can I give? What the universe, what the God gave me. So it was all in one philosophy. My voice bring me to the divine consciousness.
And so you started to feel more connected to this research inside yourself the moment you were eradicated from your place and putting in another contest. So yes. Which was like the main feelings that you were, if you had the age to remember, like the main feeling of, or the differences, two feelings also, what was the feeling you were carrying with you from Turkey and from your country when you moved to another one, if you do have a memory of that?
Of course. I mean, my question was all the time, what I am, what I'm doing here, you know, this question doesn't let me go somewhere else, because I have to know what I am. And if I was ready for accept myself, that I am a singer, I feel this all emotions of the world, to express myself in the musical way. And if I get the transcendence when I'm singing, most of time it's happening, I'm closing my eyes and I feel like I am not there. This is kind of something else to give me the sound that what I have, and I try to express this in nice or whatever is kind of melodies what I have. It could be songs from my culture or the other culture. I can, you know, that is the feelings that I am connected with this, the world, which is heaven and earth. So I am in between, like a bridge, and the vibration, of course, no?
And so the voice is the way to communicate this connection.
Yes,
to feel
that was
this
my
connection.
Centrum. That was my centrum, to understand myself, to stand up and stay there and say, here I am. And if you sing, you are naked, you cannot escape anywhere else. So you are there. And the understanding, the truth for myself was there. So my voice give me everything, the energy to stay here and to accept everything, to forgive what happened in the past and having hope that the future will be better. And it is better because I am doing this. We are the creator, our future,
yes.
The present, you know. And all these things coming with my voice and the music was not just one thing. That was my philosophy for life. And then I feel in the music you can go be spiritual, mystical, you can be mathematical, you can be in the cultures. It is so much insight in the music and rhythmic and harmony, disharmony, you know. From one beat, the heartbeat, what we have, all human beings, also maybe plants, they have these beats and we are swinging and we are beating all together. And I came to idea what we are here in our will. We are all one beat, one yes. vibration. And the songs and the vibration, there's all the nice things, the waves, frequencies, they can show us.
And which was your first approach to music that you can remember? Or the first time you felt a connected approaching to music, like consciously also?
I think it was when I was in primary school in Kurdistan, in Turkey. I was in a choir. My first remember was that I was singing in the choir and I danced folklore, Kurdish folklore, Turkish folklore. And my uncle was also singing. He hadn't any instrument, but he did with his voice. Like this, and I was like amazed because he hadn't not saz, you know, this Turkish instrument, and he did everything with his belly and with his mouth, and I say yes, that is, and it was first remembering in my mind I can do everything with my voice. I can be very down, you know, all this, also playing with my voice.
That so you was, like to play with your voice,
yes,
and sounds.
When you see
one.
The human voice, is amazing. You can imitate the stuff, you know, we talk about it, and you can be down as well. So I feel like, oh my god, what's going on there? I will be a machine. I could be like it's all the nice and so crazy, and all the other vibration of different culture, you know, throughout singing. And yes, it is amazing. I mean, that was kind of kindergarten so, to learn all these things with kids, you know?
Always had this passion for like sounds and the way of researching sounds through your voice.
You know, the moment was, if you have this voice and you have not other anything else as instrument. So, and I was in Germany. I had a lot of kind of different genre to learn, and I saw. I was in. Improvising music project, and I could have experiment in my voice. I had very nice connections, so I just was courage and, you know, did my stuff, and at least now I can sing my makam, all these traditional songs. Also, I can be very free and improvising with my voice, having anything else, just me and the good mood, and I don't need also other people, but music is very nice if you also sing with other people and playing, but you have also have the possibility to do with your voice a lot of things. And now we have loops machines and all the other stuff, so you can also
create a whole song just from your voice.
Yes.
Definitely. And do you have any particular sounds that you like?
I mean, sound for me is just what you, when we are silenced now, look. We're hearing a lot of nice things. This is the nature. And what I love is actually to just be part of it. And sometimes we imitate, and we are human, imitate birds, and, you know, we construct the airplanes and everything. And for me, as a musician, I can't just be there, be part of the big orchestra. I love this natural songs, natural sounds, like everything, you know, the wind, motor, whatever is there is fine. Yeah.
It's all sounds. Yes, it's all everything. Part of the orchestra.
Let's say,
no?
Nada Brahma, you know, that was also big, nice things I heard. The world is sound. The universe is a sound, or how you can translate, I don't know. Die Welt ist Klang, in German say. And everything is a part of music for me.
Yes. And are you involved in any specific music project?
Yes, I am. And this is a project named Ethno Music Festivals. This festival was beginning from 25 years ago in Europe. The idea of this festival is bring to young people from different cultures, give them time and opportunity to learn each other from their native or original folk music. And teach each other in a very democratic way. That means peer-to-peer learning. So each one is teacher, can be teacher, can teach a song, and also learn from others. And there is no everything happening also by ear. So we are learning acoustic. We don't need any notes or sheets. To reading music, so everything happening like by ear. So the instruments...
Just through voice communication.
Yes, yes. And what's happening in that moment, some people making music, they are study music, they forget sometimes learning, you know, by ear, we say.
Yeah, by ear, yeah.
Yeah, and they think, oh, I cannot get it, this melody. But if you let you go and you are open, you learn very complicated melodies after 15 minutes with text, with lyrics. I mean, I learned Catalan language, I learned Swedish song, I learned Arabic language, different, you know, I said, wow, this is very complex, old Bulgarian song. And it needs effort, of course. It needs time to get it. But if you are open, you see how it can happen that your brain...
How much you can receive.
Yes. And it's immediately you have this feeling in your heart. And what good is by these things, you have the music in your brain, in your heart. So you can activate it. If you are in your home, you don't need anything. You just have to remember yourself. How was it, melody? And then you have it. You don't need any paper for making this music. And I am organizing this in Germany, and this is also one of the reasons I am in India, because the Ethno Music Festival second edition will happening next week. They organize every 2 years. So it is kind of very nice family, music family. It connected the world, connected the cultures together, and the idea is also we are all nice, we are all having nice thing in us. So we have to see this beauty of diversity, you know? Yeah.
And see that music connects all of that.
Yes.
They can bring all together, yes. And which is the main thing, that if you have a main message that you want to communicate through your music?
Yes. I mean, for me, I told you before, for me is to be able to making music or sing is a big gift that I get from universe or, you know, we don't know where, but I'm so happy that I have this talent and this energy. And I feel like, yes, I am very happy and lucky to having something. Can I get my energy and to circulation this and to give the other people? And what I feel like, I have to share this. So I cannot hold energy for me. It have to go and come and
flow.
And when I send people after we singing together, they go home with a smile. You know, it's not about having, this is very good, you sung very well, perfect. Or for me, it's not about this. So having this nice emotional moments and so having something, you get be touched by the notes or phrases of melody. And the people smile. That's, for me, it's so nice. I don't have to sing very complicated aria or opera song or, you know. That's not about this. It's about having connection to give somebody, share somebody happiness what I have. And that's leading me. I hope I can be successful in that way. If you are laughing and you are happy, so I am happy. Because I need this harmony in my life. I feel like it's not push it, it's just, it should be very natural. And I think if I am happy and I have the nice energy to give and the people has the courage to take, please do it.
And can I ask you if you feel like sharing some of your traditional folk music?
Yes.
With us? If you want to introduce what you are going to play, or if you just want to go and play, whatever.
Yes.
Just feel free.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is
we can hear the drums.
This is frame
drum. So she's not just a singer, she does play also drums.
But it's really easy to play because I'm not a percussion player. So I am just, this is my company. And give me some inspiration to get in my singing. Now we are here in the garden of Savitri Bhavan, right?
Yes.
Berde berde lo berde lo la o deste min berde berde berde. I show you one song. It is like kind of Kurdish song, and I did a little improvisation in between, and it is all about love, and the man says to the woman, the woman say to the man, don't touch my hands, because love, having fallen in love is a big pain and sorrow, you know. Don't touch my hand. So
if not, yes. I can fall in love with you immediately.
Yes. Yeah, this is one of colors I have in my Kurdish melody. And
you have some Turkish melody that you want to share with us also.
Yes. I have one song, I like it, it's very nice, it's Turkish classical music, and this other one, what I will teach you was different, but this is nice. Yar saçların lüle lüle, yar benziyor beyaz güle, tararam, yar saçların lüle. Benziyor beyaz güle, o yar benim hayatımdır, ölürüm de vermem ele. Yar yaraman, yar yaraman, yar yüreğim oldu keman, buluşmamız ah ne zaman, ah ne zaman. Ne zaman buluşmamız, ah ne zaman, ah ne zaman, ah ne zaman. Daradiradam, daradiradam, dadaridaram, daradiradam, daradiradam, dadaridaram, daradiradam, daradiradam, dadaridaradaram, darampam, daradiradiradam, daradiradiradam, daradiradam, daradiradam, da. Daradiradam, 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 daradiradam.
Oh, that was the part of improvisation again that I really liked.
Yes.
It's the magic of the rhythms, mm-hmm. What you can create from any kind of rhythms.
Skavokum li 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 li.
Wow. Now I feel super energized by this melody. I don't know what was the melody, like the word about.
This is about the pigeons. He says, I am dancing on the roof. I am in love with the With the blue eyes, I am falling in love with black eyes. So he means, with
so
girls.
So all the color of the eyes, so
yes,
you can fall in love.
Yes, and this is
it.
I am a black pigeon. I am a white pigeon. So I am dancing on the roof, and I am falling in love with this nice girl.
Nice message. So thank you very much for the time that we shared together and the beautiful information you gave about yourself and your music. That it's a very, at least personally, it's a music that I feel very close to, and I really like the melody, and I feel it very close to me, and a good way of communicating with
the colors.
The colors around us, yes.
The pleasure is on my side, and I feel like I am so rich, and that's what I get in Auroville is amazing. And the people was so open. I thank Swaram and Swaram team and the other Aurovillians. They was like welcome me, and it's so nice to see we are all trying, all trying to remember that we are all one. Whatever we are doing, and I thank you for everything. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing all of this with us.